弟兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
平安，起来了吗？
Have you woken up?
今天是复活的日子，我们应该是更有生气。
Today is Resurrection Sunday, so we should be much more alive.
你知道星期五的时候是主耶稣受难的日子。
On Friday, we remember Jesus' death.
门徒们跟着耶稣跟了三年之多。
The disciples were with Jesus for about 3 years.
看了他行了无数的神迹。
And saw how Jesus performed multiple miracles.
他们在耶稣身上有多少的期望。
They had a lot of hope in Jesus.
他们最后上耶路撒冷的时候，他们还告诉耶稣说，你到了耶路撒冷之后坐宝座的时候，我要坐在你的左边，我要坐在你的右边。
And when Jesus was going to Jerusalem, the disciples would even tell Jesus that I would like to sit on the left hand and the right hand of the throne.
可是到了星期五。
But on Friday,
耶稣竟然被钉在十字架上。
Jesus instead was nailed to the cross.
耶稣钉在十字架上之后还会跳下来啊。
And maybe after being nailed on the cross, maybe Jesus would come down from the cross himself.
可是耶稣却死在十字架上。
But Jesus died on the cross.
他们跟随了耶稣跟随了三年多。
They had followed Jesus for 3 years.
看了无数的神迹。
And they had seen so many miracles.
可是在那十字架上并没有什么神迹出现。
But on the cross, there was no miracle for them to see.
星期五傍晚，耶稣的尸体被拿下来，埋在坟墓里。
On Friday evening, Jesus' body was buried.
第二天是周六。
And on the second day, that was the Saturday.
周六是犹太人的安息日。
And that's the Sabbath day for the Jews.
安息日是说是安息日，可是人的心怎么安息呢？
On Sabbath is supposed to be a day of rest, but were their hearts really rested?
他们期盼的耶稣竟然死了。
Jesus whom they had hope in had died.
他们希望看到的神迹竟然没有发生。
And the miracles that they hoped to see did not happen.
整个安息日却是最不安息的时候。
On Sabbath day, that was the day that was the most restless.
是最失望的时刻。
It's the most hopeless point of time.
可是到了星期天早上。
But on Sunday morning,
听说耶稣复活了。
It's heard that Jesus has risen.
很多人不相信。
Many of them didn't believe.
好多门徒也不相信。
And many disciples didn't believe as well.
他们花了好多天之后才愿意接受耶稣复活的事实。
Only after many days did the disciples really believe that Jesus had
原来这位耶稣让门徒失望的时刻，同时也让门徒看见另外一个盼望。
This Jesus who had caused the disciples to be so hopeless had given them a different hope.
那个盼望是什么盼望？
What is this hope?
那就是复活的盼望。
And this is the hope of resurrection.
今天要跟大家来思考复活的盼望。
Today we want to think about the hope of resurrection.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，你早晨让我们能够来到你跟前来敬拜你。
Father, we praise you that on this morning we can come to your house to worship you.
我们想到当初门徒在失望的当中，他们却看见那复活的盼望。
We think back on the time that the disciples felt hopeless, but that was also the time that they found hope in you.
今天也求主你将那复活的盼望赐给我们。
We pray, Lord, that you will give us this same hope of resurrection today.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
有没有那个 controller? 我们来主要是看罗马书第八章十一节。
Today we read mainly from Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
我们一起来读这段经文。
Let us read it together.
然而叫耶稣基督死里复活的落住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，就必借着住在你心里的圣灵， 使你们记起的。我们英文的读一遍来。
Let's read in English. Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
好，我们这段经文呢，你可以看到一个三个时态。
In this scripture, we see three tenses.
过去的时代。
In the past tense,
他说到耶稣从死里复活。
It says that the Spirit raised Jesus from the dead.
还有现代的时态。
And in the present tense,
现代的时态就是从死里复活者的灵住在我们心里。
That the Spirit dwells in Christians today.
就是住在那一些信靠耶稣的人基督徒的心里。
That the Spirit dwells in those who believe in Christ Jesus today.
还有第三个时态是将来的时态。
And we also see a future tense.
使你们必死的身体又活过来。
That the Spirit will give life to our bodies which are dead.
那是将来的时态。
That is a future tense.
虽然今天圣灵也让我们活过来了。但更重要的他这里讲的是将来我们面对死亡的时候我们有一个复活的盼望。
What is important is that, we will have this hope of resurrection even though we are going to face death.
过去的时态讲到耶稣从死里复活。
The past tense talks about Jesus being raised from the dead.
首先一个事实就是耶稣的死。
First, we have to accept the truth that Jesus has died.
耶稣的死不是只是在圣经里头记载。
The death of Jesus is not something that is only mentioned in the scriptures.
很多时候我们读了圣经看到圣经里面记载耶稣死里复活。
Now, a lot of times when we read the scripture, we think about Jesus' resurrection.
那我们就认为只有圣经讲到有耶稣这么一个人，只有圣经讲到耶稣死。
And we think that it is only the scripture that records the death and resurrection of Jesus.
其实历史的文献里头有许多的地方都讲到耶稣的死。
But in many historical texts, we will see this record of Jesus' death and resurrection.
我今天特别给你们看两个。
I'm going to show you two texts, historical texts today.
字看得到吗？能不能把前面这个灯关掉？前面这一排灯啊，看得清楚吗？
I hope it is clear.
这个Tacitus.
Here we see Tacitus.
他是公元55年出生的。
He was born in AD 55.
他是一个罗马史学家。
He's a Roman historian.
他记载了耶稣的死。
And he recorded about Jesus' death.
他绝对不是个基督徒。
He's definitely not a believer.
因为你看他下面他指这个是一个迷信。
Because he talks about Jesus' death as a most pernicious superstition.
他认为耶稣这个信仰是一个迷信。
He thinks that a belief in Christ is a superstition.
那他的记载里头他讲到什么？
And what else does he record over here?
他讲到说尼罗王为了要那个罗马城被烧了他为了要加罪于这个基督徒就给他们严施这个苦刑。
So he records about Emperor Nero and how he tortured Christians.
所以我们知道说基督徒在初期的时候因为信仰基督的缘故被苦苦的虐待。
So we know that the early Christians, they were indeed tortured a lot by the Roman emperors.
他还讲到什么？
And what else did he record over here?
他说有一位叫基督的，他在罗马皇帝提比留也在圣经里头的年代在位的时候有一个犹大帝的罗马巡抚本丢比拉多手下被处死。
And this record also talks about a Christ who suffered a lot under the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of the procurators, Pontius Pilate.
啊，这不是圣经记载的。
Now this is not a biblical text.
这是罗马历史学家所记载。
This is something written by a Roman historian.
罗马历史学家认为这个信仰是迷信。
Now the Roman historian thinks that Christianity is a superstition.
但是他却确认一件事情，耶稣基督的确在提比留的时代在本丢比拉多手下被处死。
But this historian confirms that indeed there was a Christ who suffered under Pontius Pilate.
他也证实了一点，这个迷信，对，根据他说，这是一个迷信，曾经一度被压下来，后来又死灰复燃，然后就传开，从犹大地一直传到罗马城。
And he records Christianity as some kind of a superstition that was checked for a moment, but it broke out later on in Judea and even in Rome.
他承认说，这样的一个信仰虽然常常受到迫害，可是基督徒们还是不怕死的去传扬这一个信仰。
He's trying to say that even though the early Christians faced so much persecution, but they still remain strong in the faith.
耶稣的死是一个事实。
The death of Jesus is reality.
另外有一个约瑟夫，他是犹太人的历史学家。
And we have another Jewish historian, Josephus.
如果你知道犹太人，犹太人并不相信耶稣，反而是非常反感。
If you know about the Jews, they are not supportive of records about Jesus' death and resurrection.
他记载了有关耶稣的事情。
And he would record things about Jesus as well.
他讲到这期间有一个智者名叫耶稣。
And he records that there was a wise man who was called Jesus.
智者，这是犹太人称人，称一个人啊，描写一个人的这个啊形容词。
The term wise man is a way that Jewish people talk about some of their figures.
智者从来不是基督徒来形容耶稣的这个名称。
Now we as Christians do not call Jesus as a wise man.
圣经也没有称耶稣为智者。
Does the scripture record Jesus being a wise person?
耶稣是神的智慧没错，但是没有这样子的来称呼耶稣叫为一位智者。
Indeed, Jesus is the wisdom of God, but the scripture doesn't refer to Jesus as wise.
你很清楚的聊就知道这个作者他是一个犹太人，但他并不是信仰基督的。
If we have a clear understanding, we would know that Josephus was a historian that did not believe in the deity of Jesus.
他也记载了比拉多把耶稣钉在十字架上。
He would also record about how Pilate condemned Jesus to the cross.
他更记载了这些门徒们不肯离弃耶稣的教训，就宣称耶稣被钉十字架后第三天显现。今天仍然活着。
And he would record that his disciples did not abandon him, but would continue to teach that Jesus rose on the third day.
他并没有说耶稣复活他也没有说耶稣没有复活，他只是记载了那时候一个事实，就是门徒们在钉十字架，耶稣钉十字架三天之后，宣称耶稣显现，宣称耶稣复活了。
Josephus didn't directly report that Jesus resurrected on the third day, but he just wanted to record that these disciples were going around teaching that Jesus rose on the third day.
所以我们知道一个事实，就是这些门徒在耶稣钉十字架三天之后，他们开始宣称耶稣复活了。
So we can connect the dots here, and we know that the disciples indeed went around teaching that Jesus rose on the third day from the dead.
这些都是我们所知道的历史事实。
And these are historical records and facts that we know today.
我们也知道一个事实，就是门徒因为宣称耶稣复活而受迫害。
And we also know that disciples were persecuted for teaching that Jesus was resurrected on the third day, and some of them were martyred.
那问题就是，这些跟过耶稣的门徒们，他们知道耶稣死了，那三天之后为什么 忽然之间有这个勇气宣称耶稣复活，而且为着这一个如果是谎言的话、不信的人称他们是谎言的话，为什么为了这个他们明明知道是谎言的这个、信仰而受迫害甚至死亡？
So the question now remains that for these disciples, they saw the death of Jesus, and on the and 3 days later they started to teach that Jesus was resurrected. Now if there was a lie somewhere here, would the disciples continue to proclaim that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, given that they would face such persecution for teaching that?
所以罗马书第八章十一节告诉我们，这是耶稣从死里复活，是过去成就的一个事实。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, what is recorded here is something that must have happened historically.
那现在是的，就是这样的一个从死里复活者的灵，今天住在属神的门信徒中间。
Now in the present tense of this verse over here, it says that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
啊，这个的事实就是圣灵今天在我们信主的人内心里头，能够与我们的心同证啊，我们是神的儿女。
And this is a fact that the Holy Spirit bears witness in our souls, in our spirit, that we are indeed the children of God.
圣经也这么说啊，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女啊。
That's how the scripture records it. The Spirit, witnesses in our hearts.
圣灵在我们内心里头，我们属主的人，我们可以从内心里头呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit is in all believers that we may call out Abba Father.
这是很主观的见证。
Now this may be a very subjective kind of testimony.
另外一个事实。
But another fact.
另外一个事实就是基督徒，圣灵在基督徒身上生命的改变，这是一个事实。
Another fact is how the Holy Spirit brings about transformation in the lives of believers.
在罗马书第五章三到五节。
We read in Romans chapter 5 verse 3.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
当然如此。
Only that, just that we rejoice, suffering produces.
他在这里讲到说，那真正属主的人啊，属于神的人。
Now over here it mentions that for those who really have belief in the Lord Jesus,
我们在患难中，在困难当中，我们有忍耐。
That in our sufferings, that these sufferings produces endurance in us.
我们受困难的时候，并不是那么容易的，但是神在我们生命里头，在我们内心里头，能够帮助我们生一个忍耐的心。
We are not saying that sufferings are easy, but that through these sufferings, it produces endurance in us.
而忍耐生老练。
And this endurance produces character.
这个老练就是被证实的一个性情。
And this character is something that can be proven to others.
哦，我以前讲过，也就是说，有一些人的个性天生就温和的，是不是？
I've shared in the past that for some people, maybe they are much more gentle.
我相信很多人都可以见证，生性情很温和的人，结了婚之后呢，就发现自己一点都不温和。
But even for these people who appear naturally very gentle after they are married, they will realize that they are not that.
任何一个人为了女朋友、男朋友很温和跟他结婚的，结了婚之后，你就发现一点都不温和。
Somebody may be gentle with their while they are dating, but once they are married, that changes.
因为那个温和是没有受过考验的，没有受过试炼的，没有被证实过的。
Because this gentleness may not have been tested or may not have been proven before.
当你找了一个人24小时跟你生活在一起的，处处跟你的这个你想要的东西有不一样的时候，你在那时候在考验你是不是真的温和。
When you are living with a person for 24 hours a day, that will be a real test of whether you are gentle.
然后再等到你生了小孩。
And after that, you wait till the point that you have children.
最近有一个人说生了小孩发现自己脾气很不好，我说我也是一样。
Recently, there was a person who remarked that after I had children, I realized that my temper was very bad, and I said, "Oh, it's the same for me."
老师说生了小孩之后才发现自己里头真的很可怕。
It's only after that I have children that I realized that my heart was really evil.
你说天下父母心，那是考验过的父母心，还没考验过的头一个月两个月啊，我的心是非常可怕的。
We say that parents may have a good heart, but maybe that's after a lot of training, but in the first few months, that's not the case.
他让你24小时不睡觉，一连几天下来的时候，你的整个性情要受到考验。
Having a child would require that you do not sleep for a long period of time, and that really tests a person.
但是圣灵在我们基督徒的生命里头做的改变，是在患难中能够生忍耐，忍耐能够生出被考验过的一个性情。
But the change that is produced in a Christian is something that is tested through suffering.
而这个性情带给我们一个盼望。
And this character that is produced would also produce hope.
盼望将来神要完全的改变我们。
That we have this hope that we will be totally renewed and transformed.
这是神给我们的这个盼望。
This is the hope that we have.
现在圣灵住在我们内心里头，赐给我们的一个改变。
So today the Holy Spirit has been given to us to begin this transformation.
那个死里复活的生命，今天在我们基督徒的内心里面给我们的一个改变。
The power of the resurrection of Jesus is now in work in us to effect this transformation.
还有就是将来世。
And we also look at the future tense over here.
圣灵必使我们必死的身体又活过来。
That the Spirit will cause our bodies which are dead, to have life again. Yeah.
我们来念第八章二十一到二十三。
Let us read verse 21 to 23.
来，但受造之物仍然指望脱离，得享是为了福音而活着。
Not only those.
We have a 个盼望，就是将来有这个得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
We have this hope that we may obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
自由的荣耀啊。
What is this glory in freedom?
神的荣耀就是他圣洁的荣耀，没有罪的荣耀。
Now the glory that God has is something that is holy, that is sinless, that is perfect.
自由的荣耀就是将来我们身上完全脱离罪。
So this freedom of the glory of God is that we may be totally severed from sin.
两个人相爱，一结了婚就吵起来，为什么？因为里头有很多罪的问题。
When two people get married, it's easy that to see that there's a lot of quarrels because of sin.
你要快乐到永永远远的话，你是必须把罪的问题除掉。
If you want to be happy forever, you have to deal with the problem of sin.
那将来神要使这一切都更新啊，罪要被除去。
Now we believe that in the future God will renew everything and sin will be rid of.
哇，我们今天就是要愿意承认这个罪的问题而归向神。
So we need to acknowledge this problem of sin and turn to God.
我们将来的盼望是什么呢？
What is this hope that we have in the future?
到了二十三节，他说我们等候一个儿子的名分，就是我们身体得赎。
Now in verse 23, it talks about an adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies.
这个身体得赎也就是这个自由的荣耀，完全脱离罪。
This redemption of our bodies refers to that glory in the freedom that we saw just now, that we are going to be totally rid of sin.
你看23节。
We see verse 23.
他说不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的。
And it says there that, not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit.
什么叫圣灵初结果子？
What is this first fruits of the Spirit?
就是我们信主之后，圣灵在我们身上结的果子。
It talks about the, fruit of the Spirit that is born in us after we have believed in Christ.
我们在患难中，圣灵赐给我们喜乐，赐给我们忍耐。
Through all the sufferings it produces, endurance.
我们做基督徒的回想那一个时刻，我们信主之后，圣灵在我们内心里面做的改变。
For us believers, we recall those times that the Holy Spirit produces changes in us.
我们知道在某一些情况之下，我们是不可能有那一种的平安，我们是不可能有那样的一个喜乐，我们不可能有那样的一个忍耐。
We think on those times that, without God, we would not be so patient, we would not be so peaceful.
因为圣灵在我们生命里头，我们发现我们既然愿意谦卑下来。
But because the Holy Spirit is in us, we are able to be humble.
你回想的时候，你发现你生命里头的改变，那是初结果子的啊啊，初结的果子。
Yeah, we think on these times, where the Spirit has worked in us. These are the first fruits of the Spirit.
这初结的果子就表示你第一批结的果子是甜的啊，就代表之后丰收的时候都是甜的。
Now, if this first fruit of spirit, if the first fruits, are sweet, then that represents that, the future fruits will also be sweet.
所以今天我们的改变，圣灵在我们内心的改变，是要证实说将来那个盼望，那个更新的盼望是荣耀的盼望，是自由的盼望。
So the changes that we see that are brought forth by the Holy Spirit today points to a future, a full transformation that will be totally free, from sin.
这个盼望一定会成就。
And this hope will definitely come to pass.
因为有圣灵会按着神的旨意为我们祈求。
Because the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the will of God.
因为有父神会使万事都互相效力，叫这样的一个盼望成就。
And because we know, God the Father who causes all things to work together for our good.
因为有爱子为我们死了，并在耶稣神的右边替我们祈求。
And we know that there is, God the Son who was, nailed to the cross for our sin, who also intercedes for us, at the right hand of God.
我们这三位一体的神都在为我们得救之后要成就的这个荣耀而为我们祷告，为我们工作。
Our triune God is continually working for us after we are saved that we may be glorified in the future.
我们等一下呢会有五位的姐妹啊，请他们预备啊。
Later on we have five sisters who will be baptized.
他们会在这里上面来为大家做见证。
And they will come here to give their testimony later.
我们信主的人是何等有福的。
For us believers, we know that we are greatly blessed.
因为在基督里。
Because in Christ,
没有一个任何一个人，没有任何一件事。
There is no one and no thing that shall separate us.
能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Yeah, none of these things shall separate us from, the love of Christ.
因为我们的主是死里复活的主。
Because our God is one who has risen from the dead.
虽然有死亡。
Even though there's death.
但是有复活的盼望。
But we know that there is hope in resurrection.
在地上的安息日可能不太安息。
On earth, our Sabbath days, our rest days may not be that restful after all.
但是在复活的主日那里我们要欢呼。
But in our resurrected Christ, we must, be joyful.
你问说，那我怎么信耶稣？
Now you ask me, how should I then believe in?
我们需要知道说，我们是死在罪恶中的人。
We must first remember that we are dead in our sins.
我们对神完全没有感觉。
We have no natural inclination for God.
我们渴望这样的一个盼望。
We hope for a greater hope.
我们就呼求神，求神来救我们。
And we call out to God to save us.
神已经差他的儿子耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
God has already sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins.
我们呼求耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪。
We call upon Jesus and the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from our sins.
我们呼求我们的主来救我们脱离这个罪恶。
We call upon Jesus to save us from our sins.
圣经说呼求主的就必得救。
The scripture says that those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
呼求主的必不羞愧。
And those who call upon the name of the Lord will not be put to shame.
我们感谢神。
We praise God.
我们预备等一下的敬礼，我们来做个祷告。
Let us prepare for the baptism and let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你是赐下何等恩典的主。
Father, we thank you for giving us such great grace.
我们在死亡中没有盼望的人，你竟为我们而死在十字架上。
Even though we are so dead in our sins, you were willing.To send your son to die on the cross.
你不但赦免我们的罪。
You not only forgiven us of our sins.
你更赐我们复活的盼望。
You have given us this hope of resurrection.
今天在复活节的早晨，我们要歌颂你，因为我们有如此复活的盼望。
That today on Resurrection Sunday, we want to continue to praise you for such a great hope.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.